Building a cloud using Red Hat products is actually quite simple. There are many parts involved, but if we approach the configuration in sections, we find that we can do so in 5 easy steps. First, we establish our infrastructure services. Then we configure our virtualization environment. Next, we provision our virtual machines. Then we deploy any applications that we need. And lastly, we look at how to expand into a hybrid model as needed. Our infrastructure services involve 3 core technologies: Red Hat Enterprise Linux, Red Hat Network Satellite, and Red Hat Cluster Suite. Red Hat Enterprise Linux will provide the foundation for our cloud. We start by installing a system with Red Hat Enterprise Linux. This can be accomplished manually or through your organization's normal provisioning processes. Once installed, it will host the remaining services as virtual machines. Red Hat Network Satellite will be installed as the first virtual machine using Red Hat Enterprise Linux and KVM virtualization. Once configured, it will provide provisioning, DHCP, DNS, and other infrastructure services needed for our cloud. Red Hat Cluster Suite will provide a highly available environment for the remaining services. We will add in a second system installed with Red Hat Enterprise Linux and form a cluster, which will then monitor the health of other virtual machines and services and restart them as needed. Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is the ideal platform to build a private cloud on. It is comprised of Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Manager and Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Hypervisors. Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Manager will now be installed as a highly available service into our Red Hat Cluster Suite. This will allow it to continue to run in case of a system failure. Next, we will install our Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Hypervisors, which will then be configured to be managed by Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Manager. Next, we will install any virtual machines required to run our applications. This can be done manually or through scripting methods. Next, applications can be deployed. In our cloud, we used JBoss Enterprise Application Platform, which was managed by JBoss Operations Network. And lastly, if you reach full capacity, you can then reach out to public cloud providers and provision additional capacity using MRG Manager.